Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is everything all right?
I'm doing
right
good,
there?
Yeah. I've just been, you know, doing. I was next door and I was like, okay, I got 1 minute. Gotta walk across. Gotta finish.
So, you know what I hate? You're in studio. Bergman's in studio.
I know.
Jorge's in studio. That means a bunch. You Tall guys
Taylor's
are gonna have
here.
A bunch of secret jokes about me.
Yep.
That's actually
the entire show.
The whole time is actually when we're on breaks, we just talk about you the whole time.
I know.
Oh,
you know
Mason,
I know that's true.
That guy.
You know I know that.
How do you know it's true?
We'll let you know when the Hall of Fame announcement comes out, Baseball Hall of Fame. They're going to do that this hour. We'll let you know about Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds and David Ortiz. Anthony Davis expected back, probable tonight, or is it official yet, Momo?
I don't think it's been official, but I think he's coming back.
So probable tonight after missing 5 weeks because of a strained MCL. He will be on the floor for the Lakers versus the Brooklyn Nets tonight. Momo, you've written a fantastic article.
How much did you get through?
I read every single word of it.
Yes, every word of it.
That's the longest article you've ever read.
Yeah, it is.
It wasn't as long as my normals, but it was.
Broke the record.
Yeah, it was pretty long for me. I mean, for you.
Broke the record. So here's the thing. So Jorge, as Morales mentioned, Jorge is a
49ers fan.
And I am a Rams fan. Who's house? Rams house.
49ers house.
So we've been planning some sort of bet. And this is the way I'm leaning, Jorge. And tell me if you'll go along with this. Because I am 100% confident that we break the streak and win on Sunday and go to the Super Bowl at SoFi Stadium.
Oh,
100%
good.
Confident.
Good.
So the loser dyes his hair the colors of the other team.
Okay.
That's
so,
it? Okay. Nothing else to it?
Was just that
like,
it?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. It's not just like color. Like, how long does it have to stay that way?
Until the Super Bowl. After the Super Bowl. Whoever wins, that's it. You cut it.
Okay.
Or dye it.
So, Jorge, you will have blue and gold hair.
And you'll have red and gold hair.
Tuesday. Well, we can do it live on the show on Monday. Yeah, hair coloring live on the show. We've done eyebrow shaving. Why not do hair coloring?
Who is going to do that? Who is going to go to your house and put your hair in the water and dye your hair?
I'm thinking out loud, spitballing. There are no bad ideas.
Juan, can Juan spray it?
Except that one, maybe. Now, is it actual dye or is it like spray? Can we use
the
spray
up,
cans?
You're the one setting up the bet. What do you want?
What do you think is the best way, Momo? Do you think they should do the spray or actually dye it?
Well, dye is going to last a long time.
Yeah.
Like dye is
take
like
a while to get it done.
Yeah, right? And it'd take a while. Like you'd have to like really process your hair, and then it's not that easy to dye it back. Like you can't necessarily just go
Especially
right back to the way it was.
No color at all.
Yeah, it'll have to like grow out eventually. That could be like 6 weeks.
Okay, so let's do paint the spray.
I think spray paint it. It'll last for a couple days.
Yeah, all spray it. We'll get a couple of days out of it. And,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what we'll do on Monday for the loser, or on Tuesday for the loser, maybe.
I like that.
And Jorge, you will look great with blue and gold hair. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Your bet is so soft. You're scared your Rams are going to lose.
Oh,
no,
that's why you want to
shots
spray.
Fired.
That's why you want to spray it. Because
you're the one who didn't
so
want to shave your eyebrow, Jorge.
No, I didn't say nothing about
use them. I don't want to do anything
I
crazy.
Said anything goes. Let's do it. Whatever.
I heard you yesterday say I don't want to do anything crazy.
That was yesterday. Today's
yeah. You said I don't want to do anything crazy.
Oh, okay.
What do you want to do?
Exact
what do you
words, Jorge.
Well, okay. Name something else. Something that's not as soft as just
you have
spray painting.
You have fear.
Okay. Yeah, I have fear.
I think we should do the eyebrow then. Mace, you already know that your eyebrow is going to grow back.
Yeah, my eyebrow is almost back. I don't want to do the eyebrow bit again, though, because the eyebrow bit I just got over. And
see,
on top of everything else, I've decided to do some TV stuff this week and maybe next week. So I don't want to do anything permanent.
So, okay, what about this then? Remember Jorge was saying yesterday that he has a buddy that can shave it into your head. The Rams logo or the Niners logo into your head. Will you do that?
So that's an interesting one.
It can be on the back of your head.
Yeah,
it can be on the side of your head. I mean, it's going to grow back just like your eyebrow, right?
Look, I'll send you pictures of
okay, yeah, send me some pictures. Yeah. Send me some pictures. That's a possibility.
You would
That's
look so cool if it was the rain.
By the way, I am spending way too much time. Momo, you know how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been spending way too much time on Twitter.
I get that.
Way too much time on Twitter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it's chippy out there, and it's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, I get it.
A lot of Niner fans, and, you know, a lot of complaining about the restriction, which is gone, on buying tickets from. I would argue that the restriction never made a difference because there are just a lot of former Frisco people who live in L.A. Don't you think that's the bulk of what we see? That's mm-hmm. that's what I ran into at the last Rams-Niners game was L.A. people who root for the Niners. Not so much people who came down from San Francisco.
Yeah, I think it's L.A. people who root for the Niners because there was no team here for 20 years.
Yes.
And, like, they just adopted a California team, and the Niners were good. So I get that. Like, that's not something I would do, but I also had my fan base with the Raiders. I was already a Raider fan. I was born
right.
into Raiders fandom.
That's basically what happened to you, Jorge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad, and then my dad passed it down to me, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you this much. There will be more beer drunk at beer drunk. Yeah, there
drink,
be more
drunk?
Beer
Which one is it?
Drunk
yep.
at SoFi Stadium than any day on record because of all the fan bases I have seen at SoFi Stadium.
Really?
Nobody drinks more beers than the Niners.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
Even more than, like, Packer fans?
Oh, way more. There weren't Packer fans. We played on the road this year. So I don't remember. Did we play Green Bay at home last year? I'm not sure. No, the team that drinks the most beer, from my experience, is San Francisco. And there were two guys next to me.
That's interesting.
Who came down and sat next to me, even though the seats were open. So there were two Niners fans who, like, lurked their way down to the seats next to me. I didn't even know how they drank as many beers as they were. It was like. You know how they've got a fire brigade and they hand the buckets down and hand the buckets. It was that with beer. There were so many beers, I have no idea how they downed them all, but they did. So there will be more beer drunk at SoFi Stadium than at any game this year. And by the way, for all this talk about Niners fans there, you know what? The game will be settled on the field, people. The game will be settled on the field. Jorge.
I don't know about all that. I think that really affect, like, what happened off the, like, in the stands the last game really affected the Rams. Didn't it? I mean, it's not going to catch them by surprise this time.
We had the lead with 90 seconds left.
Right, but, like, Matthew Stafford couldn't hear.
He went to a silent count. That's okay. We were winning. We won the entire game. We were up 17-0.
So why did that become a storyline afterwards?
With 90 seconds left. We didn't lose it till overtime. It's not like we were overwhelmed by the 49ers.
Didn't that give the 49ers fans a little extra oomph?
But
their players were literally talking about that afterwards.
Virtually the entire game. If we had been more aggressive in the final 90 seconds, we would have put them away, and they wouldn't even be in the playoffs right now.
But you did.
No, I do not believe that the fans affected that game.
I mean, I generally don't think that fans affect games either, but I do think that when the walls are closing in on you, when you're blowing a lead, it matters that you don't have the full support of your home crowd.
Yeah, here's what I'll say. It's not going to be like it was for that game.
Mm-hmm.
Regular season game. It wasn't meaningless. I don't mean to say that, but it was a regular season game. It had import. I mean, we would have been the second seed. They would have been out of the playoffs altogether. So it was an important game, but it was not. It was not the NFC Championship game. And I've heard from more Rams fans, both friends of mine who have really good seats, who could sell them for a bunch of money, who are keeping them, from people on Twitter, Rams fans who are keeping their tickets and going to this game. I think that the Rams fans are going to show up and show out Sunday
so
far.
I hope so. I mean, isn't it, like, aren't you kind of embarrassed as a Rams fan?
No, I'm not.
Really?
None. Not the slightest bit.
Like, those stories that came out, the whole Ticketmaster thing, like,
no.
That wasn't embarrassing?
No. In fact, by the way, that's not at least according to, wait a minute, let me see what article this is from. This is from, let's see, the big lead, Liam McCone, wrote this. He said, Ticketmaster sales for the NFC Championship game were restricted to residents in Los Angeles, meaning only any Niner fans trying to buy tickets from the Bay Area were unable to do so. As easy as it is to make fun of the Rams for this, it's actually standard practice for sites like Ticketmaster for big games, and Niners fans can very easily get around the restriction.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so it's not that uncommon that this happens. But the restriction was lifted. The restriction was lifted. And I would argue it didn't make much difference because most of the people that the 49ers fans that I talked to at the game were Angelinos who happened to be 49ers fans. So the zip code restriction or whatever it was didn't necessarily have an effect on what we were seeing. But I think this is going to be different. I thought last time, and you guys go ahead, I thought last time was 50-50. I think this time will be 60-40 us. 65-35 us.
Okay.
Which I will take.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's some level of you're going to have, when you play a team like the 49ers, has a big fan base, you say the same thing about the Packers or the Cowboys. Like, there's always going to be fans who travel and get those tickets. It's just,
yes.
It is what it is. But it wasn't good that it was 60-40 the other way last time. That was a big game.
No, it was. It was not. And I think, by the way, this is such a big game. And I Sean McVay came out. Do you have that sound from Sean McVay, Jorge? Mm-hmm. Maybe dig that up for coming up. Sean McVay talked about it. You know, the reality is, this is once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
This is literally the NFC Championship game against your biggest rival at home with a chance to go to the Super Bowl at home. This will never happen again. It'll be like a solar eclipse. It'll be like Halley's Comet. I guarantee you this exact scenario is never going to exist again. So if there is ever a time to keep your tickets and to use them, it's for this game.
How much money could you get?
I could get, in my section,
oof,
they're selling tickets, and I'm lucky and all that stuff, and I got in early, but they're selling tickets in my section for $5,000 a seat.
Oh, my gosh.
The tickets, the get-in price, we always talk about the get-in price for events.
Mm-hmm.
The get-in price is over $500 for level five, which is way up there, the highest level, highest, you know, to entrance level, the way that stadium is built. So it's definitely – do we have Sean McVay? Do you have that?
For those Rams fans, hold on to those tickets, and it'll be much appreciated. But our guys are looking forward to putting on a good show against a great opponent, but, you know, can't wait to be able to do it. And don't sell those tickets.
Don't sell those tickets. I'm with Coach.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Yes, sir, Bob. All right, so we got lots of that. We'll keep track of the Hall of Fame announcements. They haven't been made yet. We'll let you know when those come in. And coming up next for you, Momo has written a magnum opus about the Lakers and where they are right now and their only option for the rest of the season. That is coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, what is up? It is a big Tuesday. We got Lakers basketball coming up for you tonight. Anthony Davis expected to be out there. I want to sneak in a couple of phone calls here, Momo. By the way, we are giving away tickets to the NFC Championship game tomorrow on Mason and Ireland. And they will give away a pair on Travis and Sliwa on Mason and Ireland and on Sedano and Cap. No Lakers basketball, so we have a full 9 hours for you with lots of NFC Championship game tickets tomorrow. Let's get out to Dustin in Inglewood. Dustin, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? I am so excited. Go Rams, honestly. I love all the 49ers on the coming on the line saying, hey, oh, listen, we're 49er fans. Hey, we don't care. This is Rams' house. I'm going to take a 401k loan off my 401k for these tickets. It's crazy. In my opinion, overall, it's going to be a coach's duel. These guys are brilliant minds. They work together. They break bread together. They go on vacation together. You got to realize McVay needs this upper hand on Shanahan. Shanahan's a brilliant coach, but in reality, it's Rams' house. And yes, we're about to get this W.
I agree with you, Dustin. Thank you very much. Yeah, it is interesting that they were on the same coaching staff in Washington. And these guys go way back. These guys go way back. Thanks for the call, Dustin.
I love that, too. By the way, Sean McVay's birthday yesterday, did you see what he said?
No, what did he say?
He goes, I can't believe they hired me when I was 30. Can you believe that?
It is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
He was 30.
That's crazy.
Dang.
Let's go to Justin in L.A. Hey, Justin, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. I've called in a couple of times over the last year. I'm a doctor in L.A., but I wanted to rant. I just don't think these ticket prices are realistic. It's $600 for nosebleeds, you know, in Steve's section where I want to sit. It's $2,500, and then they add on a $500 ticket fee on, you know, Ticketmaster. So, again, that's I'm crazy. A doctor. I'm in training. My salary isn't that high. And I just can't afford to go and support my Rams. So I think that's why we're selling tickets.
Yeah, I hear. Well, no, if you've got the tickets, use them. It's not sell them. You don't have them, right? You're not a season ticket.
I am not a ticket holder.
Yeah. They're really pricey. I totally get it, Justin. Thank you very much for the phone call. Hey, it's an 80,000-seat stadium or a 70,000-plus-seat stadium. How is it the tickets are so friggin' expensive?
I don't understand it. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I mean, this is like Staples Center for a Lakers playoff game.
Who's buying these? $500. Like, who's out there spending? I'm curious about who sells them, because I understand that more than I understand spending $5,000 on a ticket.
It's crazy.
I mean, is it all just like Silicon Valley money or something?
Yeah, that's more than I paid for like Game 7 of the World Series.
Seriously?
At Dodger Stadium.
Like, Dodger Stadium has, what, 58,000 or something? There's 70,000 tickets at SoFi.
Hey, Jorge, let me ask you. We're running live here today. And by the way, short show. We're off at 3 o'clock. Momo's game at 2:45. Momo, do you have a good game?
Yeah, it's okay. Better than my last one.
Gotta be better than the last one. Hey, Jorge, do you have that call from yesterday that I talked to Greg about?
Yeah, maybe we'll not. Have it. Yeah, we have it. It would just
yeah, we
stand
have
by.
It. Yep,
we have
okay, it. Okay, good. Let's go ahead and play this, because I think this sort of sums up the attitude of some season ticket holders. We got this call yesterday during the show. Do we have that yet?
Just need a minute.
Just need a minute. Okay. I mean, it's a lot of money. Like you said, it's a lot of money. And I don't know how they got so expensive. In a 70-plus thousand-seat stadium, for tickets, for the get-in price, the nosebleeds, to be $500, I mean, that's unbelievable. And people are paying $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 or $5,000 or I've seen $7,500 per seat. It's like, where's that money coming from? That is so much. The only way if I wasn't a season ticket holder, I don't think I'd be buying tickets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. Like, I could justify when I went to a couple of the World Series games as a fan. Like, I just wanted to go to the World Series. And I bought tickets through Baseball Writers of America for, like, there were, like, two seats that you could buy.
Yes.
And I felt like, okay, I have a credential. I can go myself, but I don't want to use my credential. I was like, no, I should buy the seats, right?
Right.
Because I'm not working and that's not right, okay? So I would go, but I needed some extras because, like I wanted to take my husband and my dad and everybody, you know, who's also a baseball fan and some friends of mine. And so like I would buy some extra seats around the stadium and I could justify spending a couple $100 for a seat, even if they were like the worst seats way up in the corner. But like I cannot justify $5,000 for a seat. That's
no.
That's I don't
I
care
mean,
how much you
the
love
Super
the team
Bowl,
or whatever.
That maybe is a different stuff, but for the NFC
championship, no.
I mean, I'll be honest. I would not pay $5,000 for any seat.
No, for any seat.
No, I mean, I don't know who you are. God bless you if you've got that kind of money.
Yeah.
But I don't have $5,000.
I think it's got to be, Mace, don't you think it's got to be corporations or just, like, if you got $5,000 for a seat at a NFC championship game, that means that $5,000 really doesn't mean anything to you.
Correct.
Like, that's
just
stupid money.
That means you got money to burn.
Yeah. You just, you are Google pre-IPO stockholder.
Yeah.
Which I could have been coming out of college. That's one of my great regrets in life.
And we had one of these, we had a guy call in yesterday that I think sums up what some season ticket holders are thinking about these high prices and their season tickets.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jack and Tarzana. This is a depressing call. Jack, you're on 710. What's up?
Steve, I love you, bro.
Love you too, Jack.
Yeah, look, I am going to make a profit. It's a business. I got season tickets. I'm going to make $3,000, and I'm happy about it. And I'm going to some San Francisco fans, and I couldn't be more happy because next year I'll use this money to buy some more season tickets, Steve.
Jack. And there it is, right?
Yeah,
there it is. So you can pay for your entire season ticket package by selling your NFC Championship game tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And so from a business perspective and even from a fandom, look, if you're not a high roller, if you're a regular guy, you got season tickets, you can get $2,000 for your seats. You can go a long way towards paying for this year or paying for next year. So I do get that, but I would just emphasize, and I'm not kidding, this is once in a lifetime. It's once in a lifetime. Never happened again. And you will always remember being there when the Rams beat the Niners and we punch our ticket to the Super Bowl. You will remember that for the rest of your life. So Momo, let's pivot on. I want to talk about your article.
All right.
So Momo wrote an article about the Lakers and where we are right now. And I pulled some lines from this. So let me just describe the art. Describe the it's your piece.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, thank you for reading it, by the way, because it's ESPN Plus, which means you have to like be a subscriber. So I'm perfectly fine with you pulling like lines from it, so that people who don't subscribe can know what's in it.
Yes. Yes.
All fine by me. but essentially, like. I think the Lakers got themselves into a situation with Russell Westbrook where it's for better or worse. Like there are some NBA marriages that, you know, you go try it for a little while. It's big and it's difficult and weird. And pretty soon, if it's not working out, somebody moves on. There's a big trade. There's something that can be done. This is for better or worse. And so far it has been mostly worse, I think you can say safely.
Yes.
And there's no getting out of it. They have to make it work. There's really nothing they can do to change the way this has gone except for to start making this. I think the line I came up with was the answers are either lie within or there are none.
The other line you have is it's too expensive to get divorced.
Yeah, it's too expensive. It's like, you know, you have real estate rich people here in LA or a lot of community property. And like if you get divorced, you got to sell off all your houses. You don't really want to do that. So you're like, oh, we'll just stay married. Maybe we'll have an open marriage or something, right? Like, there's a lot of people who have that. That's kind of where they are. Russell Westbrook makes $44 million. There's just no getting around that. The only trade that would even kind of sort of work, it would be for John Wall, which has already happened once. But why would they do that? And why would they probably have to incentivize that?
Why would we do that? He can't shoot either.
Doesn't make sense. And he's not a good defender.
It doesn't really answer any of our questions.
Yeah, and I think what is really interesting about it, which I was trying to get into because I don't think it's really fair to Westbrook to say this is all on him. They traded for Russell Westbrook knowing exactly who he was and how he played and knowing this was going to be a big change for him. And I mean, just from, you know, reporting in and around that, it's kind of been all on him to change. And it's really hard. I mean, Mace, if somebody told you we want you to be Steve Mason and we want you to do everything you've done to create – the best talk sports talk radio show in Los Angeles for the past two decades, right?
Right.
But like, let's just totally redo your format. Or right. You know what? Actually, now we want Ireland to lead, and we want you to be in the other seat.
Oh my God, that's so easy to be in the other seat.
I know,
seat.
It's so easy. I remember you did that one
you're
day.
You're in the other seat. It's like,
it's amazing. I just show up and like,
riding shotgun is fun on one of these shows.
Yeah, it's so fun. You just show up and you're like, what do you want to talk about today, Mace? Okay, I'll just let me know on air. Right? I don't have to prepare as much, right? It's just like, just show up. But like, let's say somebody just wanted you to do things completely backwards. That's a really big adjustment, and you want to make sure, especially somebody like Westbrook, has support, confidence from within and all over the organization. And they're really just, you know, you could meet with him and you can make him feel good, but like, there just hasn't been any allies for him in this.
Right.
And it's, I think that's a really big reason why we haven't seen enough change yet. We haven't seen this work
sure.
yet. Because everyone who knows Westbrook, who's coached him, who's played with him, who knows him well, just friends I've spoken to, see, he's a guy who thrives off of control. Okay? He likes to get up at the same time and drive the same way to the office and drive the same way to the arena. And it's one of those, like, just automate certain things in your life, and that routine kind of gives you this illusion of control. I know a ton of people like that. I am completely the opposite. I don't need control. I love adrenaline, and I love this idea that I may not make it, and I have the idea that I have to like pull a rabbit out of a hat. Okay, I'm
right.
wired differently. But people like Westbrook need to have this sense of control, stability, comfort, so that they can go play with their hair on fire.
And like, he kind of doesn't.
And he doesn't have any control. This
right.
is LeBron and Anthony's team.
Yep.
Like, half the players on the team are represented by LeBron's agency or were brought there by LeBron. The coaching staff are like LeBron or Anthony Davis guys, right? It's not like they could have had Scott Brooks, who is a Russ loyalist.
Yeah, explain that. So actually, hold that,
because
that's really interesting. We'll get into that coming up next for you. Plus, don't forget, Wheel of Questions is coming up for you. It is a big day, short show, big day every day this week. Don't forget, NFC Championship game tickets, Rams tickets tomorrow during Mason and Ireland. This is Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Yes, sir, Ebo.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When Morales just critiques my existence in life.
Yeah.
Well, it's not your existence in life. It's
is.
The bits. No, it's the bits, mate. Because
that,
we did this.
The bits aren't going to stop. The bits are going to keep coming.
Sure,
keep
but we
rolling.
Did this before.
Just the bit that
all
he
I want to know is how did I escape
rolling.
From my little rant yesterday about Greg not being good enough to sit next to me.
So why are you bringing it back up?
Oh, I know. Just died out.
It's okay. I mean, I was
yeah,
tired.
Jorge should die out.
I was sitting
Jorge's
here walking
like, no,
in at 12:55
no,
going, oh, man, I'm going to get crushed
that
right now.
That was a bad bit.
Yeah. I mean, that was not a good look for me.
But like, we had another one a couple weeks ago, Mace, where you were on Monday. Oh, it was the bet for
it's
your
eyebrow.
Yeah, the eyebrow bet. And we were going to do this whole thing the entire week where you were going to offer things, then John, Jorge, and I were going to offer things back to you.
Yeah.
And you took away the whole bit.
If I'm tired of the bit. I'm tired of the bit.
Yeah, after one
I'm
day.
I'm moving on, regardless of what you guys think.
So, but you already think it's going to be 50-50 in that place?
Mm-hmm. I said it 50-50? Was 50-50 last time.
No, it was like 80-20 last
it
time.
It wasn't. It was 50-50 last time.
In your section.
In the stadium, it was 50. Were you there?
I was not.
So you're not qualified. Jorge, were you there?
I No, I wasn't.
Okay, you're not qualified to talk about it either.
But I'm not.
Momo, were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
No, you weren't.
She sure was. I saw her on the big screen.
I was there.
Oh, she made it a big screen too?
Infinity
Board.
Yeah.
She still can't make
Momo
the big
on the Infinity Board.
I don't go anywhere. I don't go anywhere. I just
the
stay
only
home.
People that are eligible to talk about the percentages of the house in the last week of the season against the four are people who were there. Only people who were there.
You know what I have? A TV. And you can see
you
all
can't tell
the
TV.
Red.
You got to be there.
I
man.
Just
you
all
be
I
in the
think
house.
About every time I go. You know, I should really go sometimes. But then I'm like, oh, but I'd have to park and get
it's
dressed.
It's so much fun to
if
go.
You're a Niners fan, if you're a Niners fan and you're at the game, please call and tell this man that it was a 60-40. Please, call us right now. 877-710-ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Wait, Ray, we got a Jorge giving out the phone.
By the way, Laura Romo was there, and she said that it was way more Niner fans.
Laura,
Travis Rogers, the waste of our pre- and post-game Rams show, said, if we're being honest, it was really more like
Laura 60-40. Was actually constantly texting me during that game saying, come and get shots with me. I'm like, no, Laura. I'm locked into a game right now. I can't go drink shots with Laura. As much as I love her.
Wow.
That's not the headspace I was in. So, Momo, let's continue with your story here. So, the one thing that jumped out for me. Oh, actually, talk about the Scott Brooks angle of things. Because this is really interesting.
So, the Lakers did talk to Scott Brooks, and there was... You know, trying to because obviously Jason Kidd left to go be the head coach of the Mavericks, so they had a spot in the coaching staff. There was also a little bit of jostling that went on because Kidd tried to take some of the Lakers coaches with him, and then Anthony Davis is very close with Mike Penberthy, so they kept him. But when he moved to the front of the bench, that took a spot that had been occupied by Lionel Hollins. There was a little bit of jostling that was going on, but one of the ideas the Lakers had to replace Jason Kidd was to go get Scott Brooks, who had recently been fired in Washington, had been a longtime coach for Russell Westbrook, and there was discussions that got fairly serious, but the money was never even close to what he was getting offered by Portland. I think it got down to the point where he was a favorite to get the job, but
So Portland paid him more money.
Portland paid him a lot more money. Like maybe I think it's double.
Yeah. Well, here's what I took away from the article more than anything. LeBron, AD, and Westbrook wanted to play together.
That's right.
And there's no other option but for them to figure out how to do that.
That's right.
For as much as we want to talk about Pelinka did this and, you know, this didn't work. It's LeBron and AD who were like, yes, on Westbrook.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened without their sign-off. And so in the end, like you said, it is their job to figure this out.
Yeah. I mean, they had meetings before and after that trade. Okay. There was lots of phone calls and meetings. LeBron and AD were kind of looking for co-stars. They met with DeMar DeRozan. They met with Dame Lillard. They met with Westbrook. Now, Westbrook was the most gettable of that group. I mean, DeRozan was a free agent, but they would have to do a sign and trade as well.
Oh, God. We'd love to have that one back.
Yeah. Can argue that he wouldn't
DeRozan's
have fit as well here.
He's been fantastic this year.
He's been great, but would he have fit as well alongside LeBron and AD as Russ? I don't know. That's debatable.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's debatable.
I mean, can't we just answer yes?
I mean, you can, yes.
I think Westbrook – I mean, I said it at the time of the trade. I said, I don't get it. I didn't get it from the start. John's like, straight to the championship. And I'm like, I'm not sure how these pieces fit.
Well, I mean, the other part too, and I think that's why I kept trying to say this in the article, but like, it's just hard to say it in a way that makes it as important as what's happened with Westbrook. But the rest of the roster has not done it. Like, I mean, DeAndre Jordan, Dwight, neither of whom can shoot. And then you put them out there with Russ. So you have two non-shooters on the floor. And it was like within the first week or two, it was like, oh, there's no space. No space. So they had to go small, which took a couple of weeks to adjust to, right? Remember, DeAndre was the starter for a while.
Yes.
They made that switch, started looking better, but then LeBron was hurt, and so that threw things off.
Supporting cast, which you're talking about, Momo, directly affected by tying up $44 million.
Correct.
In
yeah, that's true. Although, okay, let's look. I mean, when you have minimum salary guys, I think the key is to hit on half of them, right? Like, okay, you're not going to hit on all of them. It's just there's a reason why they're minimum salary guys. The guys that the Lakers have hit on weren't necessarily those players. So far, they've hit on Austin Reeves. That's a really good signing.
Oh, great.
Really good signing, but that's an undrafted free agent.
I would argue Malik Monk.
Malik Monk. They hit on him.
And Stanley Johnson.
Johnson, who was a midseason add as a hardship exemption. But, like, who else would we say has been good for them? Dwight-ish, sort of?
Dwight-ish?
Yeah.
Avery Bradley-ish?
Kind of. I mean, Ellington, Ariza, DeAndre.
Bazemore.
Like.
DJ.
I said DJ. I mean,
oh,
it's
did
like,
you? Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Kendrick Nunn hasn't played at all. Like, the Kendrick Nunn situation has really hurt them this year because he hasn't played a minute, and they used their biggest chip. That's the $5.5 million mid-level exception, that the taxpayer mid-level. So for to put that in perspective, Brooklyn used the same salary cap device to sign Patty Mills, who's been great for them.
He's been great.
Right. So compare what Brooklyn, who is in a similar, you know, luxury tax salary cap situation as the Lakers, has gotten out of their mid-level exception versus what the Lakers have gotten out of Kendrick Nunn, which is absolutely nothing.
Yeah, nothing. And
I know he feels bad, but it's,
and
you know.
Last I heard, his timetable's been pushed
back. Yeah, he had a setback. Doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound anywhere. They were trying to, you know, it looked like he was getting close, and then he had a setback, and so it really doesn't sound good. Then, you know, we get into, I guess they hit on Melo. Melo's been a good signing for them. That's another one.
Oh, yeah, Melo's been a good signing, absolutely.
So, okay, so we say Reeves, Melo, Dwight. Is maybe let's count him as a half.
Stanley Johnson,
but that doesn't really count because he wasn't a minimum
and Malik
guy.
Monk.
And Monk, so I'd say 2.5.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's all right.
And Melo's been good, but he shouldn't be playing 30
but
minutes
again,
a game. He should be playing 15.
Of tying up $44 million
yeah.
in Westbrook.
And they chose Talen Horton Tucker, who I think is a really good player, but he just hasn't. First, he was hurt, and since he's been back, he's had a couple of good games, but mostly not.
Yep.
So, like the two, you know. What can you say? He's a young player. I think in a year or two, you're going to be glad you kept Talen Horton Tucker. But right now, it hasn't been great.
Yeah, I mean, he's on and off. He's up and down.
Yeah.
He's had a couple of 20-point games, and he's had a couple of total bombs.
Yeah.
Doesn't play under control all the time. But you can see the potential.
Yeah, it's there. I mean, I think long-term.
He plays more defense than a lot of those guys.
Yeah, and I think long-term, Talen Horton Tucker will be a better player overall than Alex Caruso. I think they made the right call there if they had to choose between those two. But the function, then we get back to the question of why do you choose between those two?
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Let's leave that there.
Okay.
Jorge is screening the call, so of course he's putting 49er fans on the line. So
he would
we'll
never
take,
do a thing like that.
Of course, no Rams fans are getting through, only 49er fans. We'll get a couple of those coming up. Plus, we're going to spin the wheel of questions.
Ooh,
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, right, so Jorge's lining up 49er fans.
Callers.
Yeah, 49er fans. Callers. All right, so... I said the house was 50-50
wrong
at the last game, and I said you really are not qualified to say how the house was unless you were there. Let's go to who do we go
let's
to?
Go to Corbin.
Okay, let's go to Corbin. Corbin, you're on 710. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Mace?
All right,
now
good.
Look, Mace, I know you're a diehard Rams fan, and I respect that, but if you're being real, you know that stadium was 70-30 at least. Niners fan.
Ooh.
And I'm a diehard Niners fan who, by the way, got my tickets from my friend that last game who is a season ticket Rams holder who's a Rams fan. So a lot of people got in the game like that, and it was 70-30 Niners.
Did the same friend give you tickets for this game?
No, he didn't. He's going, but I'm going as well. And even the tailgates before the game, there was way more Niners fans.
You know, here's the thing. I think there's an element of subjectivity here because I looked at it and said 50-50. You looked at it. I saw it the Rams way, and you see it the Niners way. And that's just – we're just going to have to
even if
disagree.
Even if that's true, Stafford was on the silent count. Garoppolo wasn't. Why? Because of the crowd noise.
Hmm.
So if it was 50-50, your 50 wasn't loud enough.
Yeah, I'll acknowledge maybe our 50 isn't loud enough. Corbin, thanks for the phone call.
And Corbin was there.
Thank you, guys.
Corbin.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Jorge. I get it. Corbin was there. He said that. I don't need to hear from you.
Okay. Let's go to Tony. You want to take Tony?
No, let's not.
Hey, Tony, were you there?
Oh, yeah. Now you're putting. Oh, no. Corbin.
Hey, Tony, were you there?
Go ahead. It was 90-10. Say
yes.
Whatever you want.
Okay. Let me tell you guys a great story real quick.
Okay.
So my wife and I, we dropped off her daughter at the airport because she was going to the Raider game.
Yeah.
So I decided to drive down Century Boulevard. It's like 10 a.m. Nothing but 49er fans walking, trying to find a bus, a taxi, Uber, however they were going to get there. So we drove all the way down because we live in Inglewood.
Yep.
And though all you can see is all over the town, nothing but red, which is not always a good thing because you know gangs and stuff. But then we get there, and it was like the ambiance was just like majority 49ers.
Wait, are you a 49ers fan?
I've been a 49ers fan since they played the Bengals in the Super Bowl. And I'm going to ask you a trivia question. Let's see how much of a football fan you are.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Do you remember when they played the Cincinnati Bengals, how it was projected on TV?
Are you talking about Niners-Bengals in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
That was the Joe Montana, right?
Right.
And
it was in 3D.
How it was projected on TV? I'm not sure what you mean.
Yeah, it was in 3D, and you could go to your local 7-Eleven and get the 3D glasses.
Oh wow, I didn't realize that. That is a good piece of trivia. Yeah, I mean you're seeing things through red glasses. You go ahead.
Red and blue.
Thanks, Tony. Yeah, thanks, Tony.
Go Niners, Tony.
So maybe we need Rams fans that were at the game.
This is amazing that you're letting Jorge choose all these callers.
I'm not. What do you mean?
Greg's
do
in
I
the studio. It's one thing
this?
If Jorge was the only
I'm
one.
I'm not screening
again,
calls.
No,
I
am at
I'm,
home.
I'm screening the call. I'm screening every one of these calls.
Studio.
See? Judas over there.
Judas, I'm just calling. Look, they call in and they tell me that's 3-1 Niners fans, 70-30 Niners fans. Like all these things that they're saying it on their own. I'm just putting them up on the board.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., hubris comes before the fall. Niners talking too loud. I agree. Niners talking too loud. Acting too cocky, too overconfident.
Overconfident, 6-0, man. That's confidence at its best. Confidence.
Yeah, 7 is the charm, man. 7 is the charm.
Well, we'll see what happens.
This is the biggest one. Bigger than all the rest of them combined. This is the biggest matchup.
We'll see.
Yeah, it is definitely the biggest matchup. Is there any
no
other
question.
Bigger matchup?
Thank you. Yes, there's no bigger matchup.
So would you
NFC Championship game.
So would you call this must win?
By definition.
Just my favorite thing that you guys say. Oh, this is a must-win game. This is a must-win game. This one is a must-win game.
This is a must-win game. I mean,
not you, Momo.
Mace, if the Rams lose this, will they ever recover from the 7-0?
Oh, that'd be so cool. 7-0. Can you imagine the chance?
Can you imagine how do you recover from that if you can't win this one?
Here's the thing. I do not entertain worst case scenarios.
That's good. I like that.
I think positively.
Yeah, I like that. I am
projecting a victory. I'm feeling the win. Every Rams fan should be feeling win. We're going to secret this win. This is the time when McVay pulls every trick out of the book. Matthew Stafford plays perfect, and our defense knocks Jimmy Garoppolo on his ass repeatedly. That's what I'm seeing.
Mm.
All right, I want to spin the wheel of questions because it's brought to you by friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car just sitting around doing nothing, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota for a cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Give her a spin, Ori. All right, so it's actually National Opposites Day. National Opposites Day. And here's the question. Are John Ireland and I opposites?
Huh. I would say no.
No?
No, I don't think you guys are opposites.
Okay,
I mean, there are a lot of traits that you share that are very different, but you both really like sports. You both like to talk.
Yep.
You both are the settling down type.
That is actually true. We're both the settling down type. Me, 16 years. John, 22.
Yeah. you both know how to like share and have a good perspective on like your careers and stuff. Like I don't ever feel like you're threatened by each other.
No, definitely not.
You know?
John Ireland threatened.
I mean, I don't find you guys to be like leaking stories about how your relationship isn't working.
No,
like,
no.
Venting about each other. Every once in a while. There was a time like 3-4 years ago. I mean, I think you were
a little brittle there for a while. Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. I live in Venice. He lives in Manhattan Beach. He does high rollers. He stays in Terranea or Pelican Hill or one of those places, fancy, expensive places. And all. I'm in El Salvador.
So he's a high roller and you are a high roller?
Oh! Oh!
Yeah!
Yeah, I like that. We're both high rollers. Mine is a little more fun than his.
Huh.
He golfs. He spends all his time at a country club. I get high. He golfs, I get high. Ireland, I don't think, has ever smoked marijuana.
Yeah,
never.
But he drinks.
He
I've seen him get a little sloppy.
But he drinks really expensive wine.
Or moonshine? He had a whole party about moonshine.
He did have a moonshine party. You're right.
Yeah.
We both throw good parties. I throw...
Yeah, you throw better
parties. My parties are really, really big. John is a very... you've got to really know somebody to get into one of John's parties. I try to invite everybody that I know.
Yeah, you're way more inclusive with your parties.
All my friends.
Yeah.
Everybody I know.
I've been to one John Ireland party, and it was years ago. Whereas I've been to Mace parties. You always invite everybody.
Yeah, I like
yes.
that about you.
There's a guest list to John Ireland's parties.
Yes, mm-hmm. you've got to be accepted. You apply to a John Ireland party. Jorge, have you been to one of my parties?
No, I was invited, but with my other jobs, it was a little complicated at the time.
Damn you, you're missing out.
Yeah, I know.
You're missing out. So, Jorge, do you think John and I are opposites?
No, I really don't. I think you guys compliment each other just the right way. I mean, that's why you guys have been on the air forever, you know? I think it's just the perfect mix. You guys are a perfect match.
Hmm. But isn't our oppositeness part of what makes us a perfect match?
You have enough that's different that makes you a good
like
match.
Like yin-yang, no? Like that.
Yeah,
yin and yang.
Yeah, that's exactly what you are.
Yeah, but
those
you're not
are
opposites,
right? Bergman, you've worked with both of us for a long time. Do you think we're opposites?
See, I just think opposites is too strong. I think there's a lot of similarities, but you are very different people. I wouldn't call you opposites, but you're very, very different.
Yeah, we are really different.
You're easier to get along with on like little things.
Really?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Ireland gets upset over little things.
I don't even know
that because Ireland is not confrontational that way.
No, he's not. But on the little things,
like
he
Mason,
is.
Mason, you would just tell me. Like Mason, you'd be like, "That was really stupid how you said that." Da, 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 right? Like,
right.
Ireland would probably like say something.
He'll never
regret.
Tell you. He'll
yeah, he
never
won't tell me.
Here's a little.
He
secret.
Does call this, me sometimes when he has feedback, but not like that.
This is a secret about the show. Secret about the show. Ireland's more difficult than I am.
Really.
Bergman, is that true?
I mean, you're really getting me in trouble here, but I'm not going to say no.
Wow.
Honestly, he's super easy. He is a very easy person to get along with, but there are the little things where you're like, why are you getting upset about this?
Oh, and don't tell him we're having a remote.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's things like that where you're like, why are you just not
going
to just
like,
do
I
this?
Love going out with the people. Ireland's like, he's Ivory Tower guy.
Right.
Behind the gates guy.
He's not going to Downey for the Bastards Canteen show. He's like, I'm staying in the studio.
Hmm.
So we are different. I wouldn't say we're opposites, but we are very, very if you listen to the show, you know we're different. But today is Opposites Day. John is not an exact opposite, but he is definitely very, very different. And that is your Wheel of Questions for today. All right, coming up next for you, we still don't have any Hall of Fame announcements. Actually, I want to do...
I know, when's that coming? I thought it was like now, or no,
Bergman,
it's 3.
When's it coming?
It's 3 o'clock.
It's going to be announced at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Or in that hour of 3 o'clock.
There were a bunch of people that wanted to ring in on Momo's story about the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really interesting.
You all right there, Mace? I think he's having some emergency broadcast control there. I'm hearing some beeping
there. Oh, okay. I thought he was going to bring another Niners call on.
No, okay. No. The board is doing things on its own.
I know. I was hearing something like it's you've had a test run of the emergency broadcast system. That's what it sounded like.
Another one?
It sounded like.
No, let's just move on.
Yeah, tease and break.
Okay. All right. So a little nugget from Momo's story that we didn't get to yet. Ooh, plus, I'm sure Jorge is going to bring a Niners fan out. If you want to talk about Momo's article, 877-710-ESPN. Again, we're expecting Anthony Davis back tonight. He is listed as probable. That means we'll have all three of our stars, Westbrook, AD, and LeBron, and the Nets will have only one of theirs, James Harden, because it's a home game, so no Kyrie, and KD has got a knee sprain, so he's not playing tonight. He's out for like 4 to 6 weeks, so we'll have that game for you coming up. Pre-game is actually at 3 o'clock today, so everything is compressed, and I want to ask you about the Baseball Hall of Fame, too, coming up, Momo. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.